Today's passage is tough. Okay? Tough in its subject matter, and yet absolutely real for you and I. Johnny, again, if I could have a laptop, that would be super. Last week, with the service, we were kind of pushed a little bit for time. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and just overflowing with thankfulness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Are you grounded in your faith, rooted and built up in Him? Growing, built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as we're taught, that we're growing more and more and more in our knowledge and love of the Lord. And are we overflowing with thankfulness? Are we grateful for all of God's blessings? Again, bless the Lord, O my soul. We didn't have time to jump into the rest of the chapter, which is where we were going to go before it was a BBC service. But very quickly, see that no one, takes you captive by hollow and deceptive philosophy rather than building your life on Christ. Folks, what are your beliefs? What is at the heart of who you are, your values? And make sure in a world that wants to take us captive to hollow and deceptive arguments and philosophies, we need to root ourselves and stand strong in Christ. Christ wants to transform us. That new birth. When God made us alive with Christ, He forgave us all our sins, nailing them to the cross. Have you come to that place of new birth, of a new start, where Christ creates in us a clean heart and a new heart? And as the passage goes on, talks about our behavior. And that's where we're going in the passage then this morning. Do our lives tell the story? In Corinthians, it talks about being God's living letters. It's a little Greek word called poema. Poem. It's where we get poem from. Are our lives God's poem? When people look at us and see us and watch our behaviors, are we living as God's people? For you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world. So then why, as those you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Folks, isn't that the wrestle for every one of us? That we've come to know Jesus, He, the God, again, earlier in Colossians, the God who is the God of the universe, lives in us. Where's the difference? There was a book, Ron Sider, The Scandal of the Evangelical Conscience. He wrote a book basically looking at the church in America, saying actually Christian behavior is very little different than those who do not say they know Christ. Warren Wiersbe simply says, a grounded, growing, grateful believer will not be led astray. Are we grounded? Are we growing? Are we grateful? How do we live in this? Please open Scripture in your lap. Verses 1 to 4 of Colossians 3, again, as Ruth read for us. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. The promise of eternity. Set your hearts on things above. Whew. It is so easy to read. It is a completely different story to live it, is it not? Set your hearts on things above. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Karen says, Gordy, stop looking in Facebook Marketplace for another guitar. Where is your heart and where is your mind? What are the things that steal your heart and your mind? So, as Paul sets up this passage in his letter, remember, there was no chapters and verses originally. It all flows. You see, you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Where is your heart, and where is your mind? Challenge for you. I'm going to put up a picture, and there's a song related to it. Okay, anybody first of all know what it is? Who it is? Troy Bolton. From? See, loads of you are thinking, not a baldy notion. Okay. Troy Bolton, he was the jock in the school, and they had their basketball team, which were called the Wildcats. And there was one of the songs which became kind of a bit of a joke. Anybody remember, think, where is Gordy's head going at the minute? Thank you, darling. Get your head in the game. And there was one big competition, and the team were awful, and Troy Bolton said, guys, you just need to get your head in the game. Set your hearts. Set your minds. For your life is now hidden in Christ, is what Paul is saying. Get your head in the game. If you love the Lord, well, get your head in the game. Follow him. Put off. Verses 5 through to 9, we're just going to follow through it. Put off your old self. Put off the way you used to live, because you're made new in Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God, that I might serve you. Verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Get rid of these things. It's like the rusty bolt. Get rid of it. Put it away. Put off your old self. Folks, this is really easy to preach. It is completely different to live. This is the battle that we will all face till glory. Verse 7. You see, you used to walk in those ways. I love 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. There's this list of sinful behavior. And then Paul writes, but you were washed. You were justified. You were sanctified. That's what you used to be. But now you're in Christ. But do we live like that? Are we God's poem? That's what you used to be. That's the ways you used to walk. Rid yourselves of. Look at verse 8. Rid yourselves. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Don't lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices. Folks, just look at that list. How do we do this? How do we live like this? I remember years ago, Boys Brigade, BB camp in Jersey. And one of the officers, every afternoon, stayed in the BB camp. We're in St. Brelad in Jersey in the Channel Islands. And he just did camp duty every day. I asked later, or found out later, why? Let me be really honest with you, okay? Loads of the wee lads were straight down to the beach, and their eyes were popping out of their heads. Okay, read between the lines. He chose to not go there because it was temptation. Have you ever on your TV at home, when you know there's a dodgy channel or two, and you can actually delete the channels? Have you ever done that? Put off your old self. For me, youth worker for millions of years, internet has completely changed everything in regards sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language. Look at the way people abuse each other online, just verbally. How do we put that away? How do we rid ourselves of these things? You have taken off your old self with its practices. You've put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and the image of its creator. Verses 9 and 10. Easy to read, different to live. Hebrews 12. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and run with perseverance the race marked out for you. I don't know if any of you are watching the Commonwealth Games, but did you see the other fella the other evening who turned up for the race wearing a pair of wellies? No, neither did I. It wouldn't happen. I mean, it just wouldn't happen. If you're in the race, you wear what is fit for the race to make you as slick and as quick as you can be. That is the imagery in Hebrews 12. Throw off everything that's going to get in the road of your following Jesus. Get rid of it. Put off your old self. Say, folks, this is so easy to talk about. Completely different story to live. What does Paul go on to say? What's the good news? Put on your new self, which is being created. Well, let's just jump into it. I love, clothe yourselves, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, isn't that just beautiful in itself? Holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Kind of fruit of the Spirit. Clothe yourself with these things. But it's a choice. It's the BBC or the BB officer saying, I'll just do camp duty every afternoon. I choose not to go there. I choose to put on. And I choose to put off. This is our Christian wrestle till the day we die. Bear with each other. Verse 13, the first part of it. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgive you. How many of us remember the old chorus? Freely, freely you have received, freely give. Go in my name, and because you've received, others will know. Because you believe, others will know that I live. Freely you have received, freely give. Have patience with each other. Bear with each other. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Show grace in your character. Put on the new self. Clothe yourself with those good attributes. Bear with each other in patience. Forgive each other by showing grace. And over all these virtues, put on love. Above all things, love God and love your neighbor. The Apostle Paul is known as the Apostle of Grace. And yet he says, make every effort to add to your faith. Three times. In Hebrews, we read it twice. In Peter, we read it three times. Make every effort. We need to make a choice to put on. We need to make a choice to put off in how we live for our God. Our behavior. Galatians 5, 16 through to 26. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. There's a list of those things we need to put off There's the list of the fruit of the Spirit as we seek to live a holy life. And then it just simply says, let's live by the Spirit. Let's keep in step with the Spirit. Ephesians 4:22-24, again, Paul talks about put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Put on the new self. But folks, it's a battle. It is a battle every day. Who can tell me? Ephesians 6:13 onwards, what's the passage? Put on the armor of God. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand. Put on, because it's a battle. To live in a way that pleases God, our behavior being holy and righteous, it's a battle every day. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Again, there's the words. Let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, the hope of salvation as a helmet. Sound familiar? It's picking up the armor of God. We need to put this on as we live in the battle. Paul again writes to Timothy. Says, you see, nobody serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Put off, put on. Okay, question, challenge for you. What do St. Augustine and Robbie Williams have in common? Bet you've never heard that question before. Anybody? I love this. St. Augustine very famously said, Lord, make me pure, but not yet. Why? Because I'm enjoying my sinful behavior. Yeah, Lord, yeah, do make me pure, but just not at the moment, please. It expresses the wrestle and the battle. And I don't think it'd be too far off the money to say that is in you as well as it's in me. Robbie Williams picked up the phrase and recorded. The song is brilliant because it expresses that wrestle and that battle that happened within all of us. Ephesians 6, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of this dark world. Therefore, the armor of God, why the helmet? To protect your mind. Why the breastplate? To protect your heart. Why the sword of the Spirit? Because we need to know the Word of God. Why the sandals of the God, news of the gospel? To have our feet grounded. The belt of truth that holds everything together. It's a battle every day to live unto our God. And again, we know the wrestled folk, don't we? Know the struggles. Get your head in the game. Put off, put on. Chapter 3, verse 1, set your hearts. Chapter 3, verse 2, set your minds. Just past where Ruth read up to, and it's where we're going next week. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. It's almost like speech marks at the end. Hearts and minds are like two brackets. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, verse 15. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly as we wrestle in our minds with the truth of God. But we have, folks, every day to get our head in the game. Every morning we roll out of bed and our feet touch the floor. We have to get our head in the game. We have to choose to put off and to put on. We can't do it ourselves. We need God's help every day.